This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Well, I can say a session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly. I don't know how many times I have to say this. Truly be involved in the conversation. Okay? Look, it ain't that hard. Shouldn't be that hard anyway. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Just get involved. Make it your goal to have a clue. Now, many of you, I know, you want to be involved. You're afraid to get involved. You don't really know, you know, what it takes. It's not really not that hard. You find other parents like yourself to care. A lot of them have already started the fight. They've already started getting involved. They already started in working and trying to figure out how to make changes, how to change curriculum, how to change classroom procedures, how to make sure they have a mouth, a voice, if you would. It's really, I'm telling you, man, it really is that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm still, you know, beating my head against the wall about this thing that went down in at Trump's house. Yeah, at Trump's house. You know, I'm surprised they didn't put him in shackles. The way they operate, it just isn't right. As I said again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So, in a few minutes, this is, you guys know this is one of my passions. We've talked about this, I've talked about it on the show for years. And when it comes to education, when I say it's my passion, I don't mean it's my passion because I'm in love with, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's not it at all. I just know, and it's been beat into me, if you would, that, you know, as usual, kids learn differently, right? They learn at different levels. Some of them, you need to be a little bit more visual with them or what have you. But even with that being the case, how often do we see, frankly, nothing has changed in education? It's the same thing. You sit, if you're in elementary school, let's say you sit about the same class about 6 hours a day. You get to go outside once in a while, right? And you're under the same roof doing the same thing, blah, 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 blah. And is that really keeping up with the times? I know we've got some tablets now. We've got this. But truly, it's almost like the psychologist is telling you the kids learn differently. But they're keeping them in the same environment. The other thing is, not every child is in love with education for a multitude of reasons. Not every child wants to go on to college. My big push years ago when I signed up to go to get on the school board, I believed that you needed to enhance, rebuild, hold up career tech education. We used to call it industrial arts, shop classes, whatever. And people say, well, that's a dirty way to look at me. Why are you doing that? And you know, let me tell you what. There are plumbers out there today making more money than attorneys are making. And they spent a heck of a lot less money doing that. You're always going to need a plumber, but you don't always need an attorney. And it's a noble job. I don't care what it is, electrical, plumber, carpenters, what have you. If you do it with integrity, it's a noble job to have. It really is. You can take pride in your work and the things you do. And you have to know so much. I mean, think about it. These guys are working with fractions. They're working with pressures. They're working with all kinds of things. So you can't be a flaming idiot to be an electrician, plumber, carpenter, whatever. Got to be a bit of a businessman. That helps too. Well, they don't teach you these things in school. They're setting you up to further your education so you go on to college. So you can amass a budget. I mean, I want you to think about something. The average college experience is what? Between $80,000 and $120,000, we'll say. So between $80,000 and $120,000, how long do you think it takes them to pay that off? No, seriously. Can the average student, when they graduate from college, afford to pay back $1,000 a month, $500 a month, $300 a month? This is only like a mortgage of yesterday. So if you sit at $100,000 with interest, even small interest, it could take you 20 years to pay this off. Almost as long as it takes. I mean, I can see why some of these kids graduate and go, oh my God, what do I do now? And parents have been lulled in, sucked into to believing that the only way to get a decent job is through college. That's not true. Look, I didn't make $1 million. I had four kids. I raised four kids with a computer company. And I wish I had taken a business class, if you would. And when I say computer company, I'm talking about a networking company. At one point, we had like 17, 18 people working for us. But I started off alone. It was me and one other guy. So if you educate these kids properly, if you give the kids the education they need, they will succeed. God forbid. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe was your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. All right. I said to you, you've got to have information. Many of you out there spewing things that you have no basis of truth behind. And I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm just saying you get a little bit of information, you run with it, and it does nothing but get you in trouble. All right? And as I was saying in the first segment, education is changing. It's changing big time. And we don't use chalkboards anymore. Okay? Now we use whiteboards. We have pads and what have you. But the basis of education is still the same. It hasn't changed. And not every kid wants to be cooped up in a room all day long, number one. Number two is kids have different passions. We don't look for their passions. We start off at a basic level, and we think that's how all children learn. And we know it's not true. Now, as I've told you guys in the past, I'm a big advocate of career tech education, but not because I'm in love with carpenters and plumbers and what have you. But there's a lot of kids, like my son is a perfect example of a child that struggled. All he was my professional student. He went to summer school all the time. But the bottom line with it was, if he worked with his hands, if he worked in the automotive shop, if he worked in the wood shop, his whole attitude changed when he got to class. And then later on in life, today, he's making more money without going to college than teachers make because he's working with his hands. He's doing something he loves to do. We don't look to do that. We don't look to different ways to bring kids in and teach them properly. Now, I met this organization, God, I don't know, 20 years ago. I don't want to date myself. I had black hair back then, though. And when I first started talking to these guys, Skip Hansen is the president and co-founder of Lifelong Learning Corporation. They're the support organization for Learn for Life Network, over 90 charter schools across the country, and helping kids to really get the fullest out of their education. Skip, thanks for being with me.
You bet, Joe. Great to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
You know, you've known me for a long time, and I don't think my message has changed at all. About getting kids, get their hands in those computers, get their hands on a hammer, get their hands on a screwdriver, help them find their passion, and the ancillary education, English, math, you know, sciences, will all just come together, don't they?
We've been talking about this since you and I met. I was one of the reasons I just believed in what you were doing on a school board level was I just truly believe, you know, we did not have a one-room schoolhouse anymore that existed 100-plus years ago. And yet, back in the day, you know, when I went to school, you know, there was a giant auto body shop, you know, and a giant, shop that could teach kids carpentry. And one of my good friends, Dad, owned the tire store on Sierra Highway up there in the Antelope Valley. And he already knew what he was going to do. He was going to run his dad's tire shop. The only reason he was sticking with school, because he really wasn't really great with some of the English and math subjects, was they had a great tire shop and it was going to teach him how to run his dad's business. And he was hoping to get some entrepreneurial skills out of some of the other classes that they had. And that was why he was at school. And there was a lot of kids, that were, you know, headed towards the junior colleges, which is a whole nother area we can talk about all day, which is, you know, really about a lot of times the trades, and some of the kids just are sort of in between. They don't know where they want to be, but the junior colleges have at least done in some markets a pretty good job of connecting with local businesses and coming up with some really great training programs that are going to get kids to an industry recognized credential and maybe some of the degrees they might need in nursing or manufacturing or advanced whatever. And, I'm starting to hopefully, we're starting to see some of that come back post-COVID. I think that's one of the good things from COVID that we've learned as parents have woken up. They are excited about, maybe not in a good way, about what their kids are learning and what their teachers do or do not do in the classroom. And they're taking charge in a lot of cases. And I think that's nothing but good things.
You know, it's interesting when you and I have known each other for a long time, so when I go back to the open houses, I don't go to the English and math classes. I'm not that guy. I hang out down at the shop, right? The shop classes, yeah. The high schools. And these kids are so, no kid ever goes into an English class and go, look at what I'm reading, Mom. Look at what I got, right? When they go into the shop class, they look at what I'm making. Look at what I cut out. Look at what I put together. Look at, you know what I'm saying? There's an excitement there that we don't see, you know, anymore. And trade schools somehow at some point in time got a nasty reputation. And I don't know why. But if you really want to see kids turned on, you know, bring them down into the shop classes. Bring them into an area where they're actually building stuff and doing stuff. And they learn why do I need algebra? Why do I need math? Why did I need science? Well, look what I've been able to put together because of all this. And you guys have pulled off. Look, I walked in. I'm not I'm an old-fashioned gardener. I get some dirt. I put a tomato plant. I'm very happy when I can eat off it. I walked into one of your facilities, and I'm watching all the aquaponics, right?
Yeah.
I go, oh, my God, where's the dirt? There's no dirt. What do you mean there's no dirt? So you don't see this going on at comprehensive schools. Explain yourself.
Well, they don't have – I guess the best way to put it is our public schools, and God bless them, you know, most of them are doing a decent job, right? They're there for the middle, right, the middle kids. They're there for the kids who have, you know, usually have a set of parents at home when they get home and they want to do their homework with them. But the ones on either end, you know, that's what we see, at least in our schools, the ones that want to move ahead faster, that are brilliant, that the teacher is speaking to the class, but they're teaching to the middle of the class, the ones right there where they're, you know, at grade level. But if you're behind or you wanted to move ahead, you know, good luck with that. And God forbid you want to actually do something really unique at your school. You really wanted to, you found, you know, maybe you found a niche in woodworking as, or again, like we talked about some of the other trades where your parents are plumbers or electricians, or you're a musician, you know, or you want to do something unique in the arts. You know, there's definitely some special schools out there, and there are some halfway decent programs around the state. But for the most part, if you're in an inner city, for sure, you're lucky if you can just get through the ABCs 1, 2, 3s. And I've told you this in the past. The one thing, when I got into education, I wasn't from an education standpoint. I actually came from the corporate world, and I was asked to help join and build these schools. I worked for GE doing Six Sigma process improvement. You know, we'd find mistakes that the companies would make and use this mathematical equation to called DMAIC, Design, Measure, Analyze, Improve, and Control, and it would try and eliminate the errors in the process, any process that might be. In the aircraft engines at GE, you obviously want to see very little problems go wrong with an aircraft engine. Well, I walked in the door in this ed world, and the first thing I couldn't figure out was the K-12 system, which is K-8 promoting kids, kindergarten through 8th grade, where you just promote these kids, where a teacher just says, yep, Johnny's ready to move to 2nd grade. I believe, you know, I bless thee, and you're moving on to 2nd grade, and you get pushed all the way through. And if you're in an inner city or a school where they're just dealing with, you know, the basics, many times what we're seeing, and I know it's true because our schools are filled with dropouts, is by the time they get to this thing called high school, for the first time you're not getting promoted, you actually have to earn a credit for these things called courses that, and many of which they start their freshman year in algebra, and you can barely read. So guess what happens? By the time they're juniors, they have half the credits they need to graduate.
You gotta hold that thought. We're on a hard break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. You're gonna miss this. We don't want you to miss it. You'll be back in a few minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline. I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It wasn't necessary or appropriate,
Words from a statement from former President Donald Trump posted to his social media platform confirming that the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, a search he characterized as a raid. Sources have told multiple outlets that the search is in relation to classified documents that Trump took with him when he left office. The FBI declined to comment on the search. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the death toll from devastating flooding in the eastern part of his state now sits at 37, with at least one other death to be added. He gave the update alongside President Biden, who toured the damage with First Lady Jill Biden, the president pledging ongoing support until residents were restored to a better than before.
We're staying, the federal government, along with the state and county and the city, we're staying until everybody's back to where they were.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Cedar, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. It's the only way that you make changes. I'm glad to welcome back Skip Hansen. He's the president and co-founder of Lifelong Learning Corporation, the support organization for Learn for Life Network, with over 90 charter schools across the country, and really helping kids to get their fullest out of their education, which is the way it was supposed to be. Really, truly, so you'd understand the workings of life if you would. Skip, before we move on, I got some other questions I want to throw at you here, but most people don't really understand what a charter school is. They think it's some kind of private school they can't get involved in. Why don't you explain what a charter school truly is?
Sure, you bet. First one started in Minnesota. We had our first ones here in California about almost 30 years ago, and really it's a public school like any other public school. We receive all of our funding, just like no different than the high school down the street that's a public school. The difference is a charter school is a group of individuals who get together and believe in this new kind of school, whatever that is. They put together a plan. They present it to either a school board, a county office of ed, or sometimes the state of California state board. They go in front of that board. If the board of education that they present to thinks it's a good idea, they give them a five-year license to give it a shot. They start out just like any other school, providing those services to kids, and they receive the same payments they get from the state that any other school gets. And then every 5 years, they go back in front of the board, and if they've done a good job, they get to keep going. And if, they made a bunch of mistakes, then they have a hard talking to. But for the most part, here in California, there's almost, 2,000 charter schools here in the state, and we're probably one of the most charter, I would say, full states. I wouldn't say friendly anymore, but definitely full. We have more charters than just about any state in the country.
Yeah, and again, it is truly a different form of education. I know, I tell people, being on a school board, plenty of times kids go to a charter school because there's a little more personal attention and they get a little more help and they can catch up on their credits or catch up on whatever it is. You know, some families can't afford to go to a Sylvan Learning Center, and so you can get your kid caught up on math or caught up on English or whatever it is, where they can go to a charter school, which is in essence a public school. They can go to the charter school. They can get caught up in these kinds of things. They can get the help that they need that they can't get or have a hard time getting in a regular public school. And I think it's a great option, and there has to be options. I don't know why. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to, but I don't know why the general academia, who say kids learn a multitude of different ways, keep shoving down our throats one way to learn in a public school environment. Kids need options. They need different ways to make this happen, and some of that experience can be tied into the Vocademy school that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, you know, I was mentioning to you when we were looking for our charter schools. You got to remember now that what Learn for Life does a little different than most charter schools. You hear about charter schools taking the best and brightest kids from the school districts and the funding that goes with it. We're the exact opposite. We literally are focused on the kids that have already dropped out. Our average age is 17 and a half, and most of our kids are so behind in credit. If they don't find our schools, they're going to end up in jail or dead. That's just the statistics of a high school dropout in today's world. So we go out, we work with the high schools around us, and we work with the counselors, and we say, we'll take your kids that are so far behind for whatever reason, many pregnant teens, you know, you name it, bullied. There are a lot of reasons kids dropping out today, and we find a home for them. And then we can keep them till they're 22 in our kind of charter school. So as I'm going around trying to open these schools in every market in California over the last 20 years, we're celebrating 20 years, you know, it's hard to find some space to hold these kids. So one day I'm driving around Riverside, and I see this big building. It says Vocademy, and it's in the area where we wanted to be, right near two comprehensive high schools. And I walked in the door in the afternoon. It was like a ghost town, but I immediately recognized this was like the coolest building I've ever been in. It had this like feel of a gym, but you know, as I got a tour from the lady, you know, over in one section, and I'm talking a 10,000-foot section, there's a whole bunch of sewing machines, right? Just sewing, which is crazy. And I'm like, why sewing? And the lady's like, we got kids that love Comic-Con, and they make costumes, and they sew material on the metal onto material, and they, you know, they can learn a trade while they're having some fun. And then you go over, and there's a welding section, and then a CNC machine with 20 CNC machines. By the way, none of which they paid for. The company that gave the CNC machines to Vocademy gave them so that they could hopefully train the shortfall of employees they had to run these machines. And so the idea this guy had, a Polish immigrant, who I ended up meeting, this guy named Gene, he came from Poland, and about there they just have, you know, these schools that are on tracks. If you test in a certain way, maybe you're slated to go be a plumber, and there's a whole school for plumbing. And he wanted kids to make things, stop playing in the computer at home. So he created this almost gym membership where a parent could, for a fee, take their kids on a monthly fee, and you paid an upfront fee on how to use the equipment. And then for $80 a month, you came back, you could bring in a piece of wood and spend the next 4 weeks making a sign with your son. But his business only started at 5 o'clock in the evening until 10 at night because everybody else is in school. So I go in there and go, man, this place would be perfect to put one of our schools. So I tell him what we do. I tell him the age of our kids. I tell him what we're trying to accomplish. He says, Skip, put your school right here in our four walls. We'll give you the space. And then when your kids are doing their normal school, we'll create some courses in each of these little pods that I've got here. So our kids at this particular school had a chance to choose between welding, sewing, CNC machines. There was an electronics section where they built, you know, really cool, like, robots and stuff. I mean, it was an amazing program. And guess what happened? On his board is a lady named Ting, who owned one of the largest solar companies in the Riverside area. And what was her shortage? She couldn't find enough installers to do this. And she says to me, Skip, would you put one of your schools inside of our four walls at our solar manufacturing plant with the express purpose of offering to every kid that goes through this the option, not the requirement, that they've got a full-time job waiting for them when they graduate from your high school and take our two courses we'd like you to teach here? We did that for about a year until they ran out of space. But all the kids got out of there with an opportunity to get a job right out of high school. And that's where I want to see it go, Joe. I want to see companies. Imagine if company started building their new headquarters with the idea of housing some space and everyone for students who were a part of the public school system, who took classes. Maybe they, you know, there are three periods at your high school, Zerjo, and a couple over at UPS, learning how to use their point-of-sale machines or their stuff, and it included a, maybe a business class with it. And the business was, were investing in this idea where schools didn't have to build all these labs themselves. Like the businesses helped take care of it. It'd just be phenomenal. And I'm starting to see this interest, like Tesla, they're already doing it. He put a school inside his four walls because they can't get enough engineers. It's going to happen because there's just no way the public school system is going to get creative quick enough to want to do something like that.
Skip, you get me excited here because you and I and one of your other founders, Jeff, years and years ago, I remember when you were doing technical work, you were working on the computers. Remember the first computer room you put in? I came down and looked at it, and I said, man,
Cisco Lab.
If these corporations would partner, if they would figure this out, this would be, I mean, look at, you got auto dealers, they're dying for technicians, and it's not the technician of old. These guys are coming in at $80,000 a year, to your point about the CNC machines and sheet metal workers, electrical plumbing, all of that ties into solar panels and the electrical world, right? So to your point, trying to get those corporate partners to understand the bigger picture is at times, not the Teslas of the world. I'm talking about the middle people. Like here we have a very large automotive row, if you would. There's about 15 car dealerships there. And they're service people. They have money for it the whole nine yards. But getting them to work within the confines of a regular public school and trying to get that public school to work with the corporations, my God, you might. It's amazing. It'd be easier to build a bridge to Hawaii from California than get these guys.
You're 100% right.
You know.
Well, and remember, most of the academia are not business people. You know, I probably get shot by a lot of suits who say I run a $500 million business, and there's truth. They've come up the ranks, but many started as a teacher and built them up, and they definitely they do manage a business. I'm not at all saying that's not a business they're managing. But when you come from the corporate side, you spent your life at GE or some of these big corporations, and you understand innovation to the point that you're causing chaos in the marketplace, right? You're actually trying to ingest chaos for the business purpose of shaking it up and making something different out of something. They're just not used to that. Okay.
Gotta go commercial talking about corporate stuff.
You bet.
Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. One more commercial.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Let me see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something. Just, I mean, I say it. I don't mean it in a ridiculous way. Do something. You know, don't sit there and just complain about stuff. Forget being a Facebook warrior, okay? I mean, that doesn't get you anywhere. You win nothing in the Facebook world, right? So if you see something that needs to be done, I don't care. I tell you this all the time. Whether it's school board, water board, city council, volunteering at schools, do something instead of just complaining about these young people all the time. You know, from as being on the school board for a while, I didn't have a whole bunch of hope for some of these kids. And now being involved and going to the schools and listening to what the kids, what they're looking for, what have you, I think that, let me bring them on. Skip Hansen joins me. He's the president and co-founder of Lifelong Learning Corporation. It's the support organization for Life, Learn for Life Network, and they have over 90 charter schools across the country. I say that they're helping kids to really get the fullest out of their education. And, you know, Skip, in visiting the schools and talking with the kids, it really is helping them find that passion. Find that thing that they get excited by, that they're willing to work at, that they're willing to sit there or stand there or swing a hammer there and work it through. And that is not the norm or the everyday mindset of education in this country, is it?
No, it's not. And you know, I'm not even going to throw the traditional schools under the bus because they honestly weren't built for that 100 years ago, right? That we've morphed into it.
Yep.
But again, we had tracks back in the day. I remember taking a test. I know you probably did too. It said, this is what you might be good at someday. And it definitely wasn't going to be a medical engineer. It was, you know, I was going to be a good sales guy because I could, you know, had a gift of gab, and I had high energy, and we were just talking about kids with ADD. I mean, your audience out there, I guarantee you've got some, your parents out there are frustrated because their kid just doesn't sit well in a classroom from 8 to 5, and I was literally the class clown going up, but not because I was a funny guy, it's because it was my way of trying to deal with sitting in this room packed with 40 kids where the teacher was just regurgitating stuff, and I couldn't pay attention to it. So the schools that we've built are literally built around the idea of a flexible schedule around a student's personal needs. And part of that personal need is their ability to learn. Every kid learns differently, Joe. You're a different type of learner than I am. Potentially, I'm a kinesthetic learner where I need visuals. I need to be able to see it, touch it, feel it. Otherwise, I don't absorb it. And if you're listening out there, you got kids who are in the same boat, and they're just going into a regular high school where they've got to get up early and be there. And they're just, you're unfortunately, they're just not going to be able to make it. And it's not the teacher's fault in that scenario. It's not even the school's fault. It's the system's fault, because it's our job as a system to put together a program that makes sense for these kids. But what does that mean? That means having lots of options. And that's why it's so important that charter schools are around. You don't go to a general practitioner to get something done on your heart, right? You go to a heart specialist. You go to your GP 90% of the time, but when you need something done that's unique, you want a specialist. And if you've got kids who don't learn the same way as 80% of the flow that's going through a traditional school, you've got to find that. And the charter schools are what have allowed some of that to happen. And unfortunately, your regular politicians don't want it because you've got this big thing that's, you know, trying to shut them down, and there's a whole bunch of politics there. But that's what we need. We need more options for these kids, and we just provide one unique option for kids that are dropping out of school.
You know, I love how they say they have to, and I won't get political on you, I promise, but, you know, they talk about protecting our kids and making sure our kids have the resources and they have what they need, but they don't really mean it because the resources aren't, to your point, it's not a seat, a desk, a book, you know, and a teacher. Those are not... You know, it might be a foundational way to start, but it is not the resources that every child needs to succeed. I won't mention her last name, but I'll mention her first name. And one of the people that helped to rebuild my trust in public education was a woman whose first name is Nancy, and she was at a high school out here, and she was a counselor. And she and I made a connection. I had a computer company at the time, but it wasn't just a computer company. She's the one that opened my eyes to, look, you have accountant, you have an accounting department, you have, you have technicians, you have to order parts. You have a whole big process there that these kids need to know about. So she would call me and say, I've got this kid that's floundering. This is what he's into. This is what he likes to do. Do you have anything for him to do so I can give him some hope? My God, I was so turned on by this. I'm like, here's a teacher or somebody in the school district that's saying, I need to help this child, and it's not just giving him extra classes so he does, it's finding something he loves to do. I've always respected her and thanked her for doing that. And we need more of that because, like, to your point, the kid can't be stuck in a chair all day flipping through pages or...
Well, think about it, Joe. You're in education. You know what an IEP is, right?
Yeah.
And what is that for, typically? What kind of kids?
Well, usually kids with special needs, they perceive to be in trouble and struggling.
Right, and in a school district, special needs is probably somewhere between 12 and 15% of the kids, right? And it comes with a stigma. It comes with, parents that are, you know, embarrassed. It starts back in the day. They go to special rooms. It's a whole thing. But in the nuts and bolts of caring for a student that's identified as special needs, they develop something called an IEP, an individualized learning plan, education plan, that is going to look at this whole kid, see everything that he's got that he needs some help with, and then develop a plan to get it done. Why can't they have that for every kid, right? Because the system isn't built there. But if every student, your son, my son, had a chance to have a team sit around him and go, all right, what makes it difficult for Tyler to get from here to here, from his freshman year to his senior year, and they start looking at it, you know, they would look at it and say, oh, it's a schedule. We just need to adopt a schedule that fits his unique needs, and let's get it done. But they can't. It's not their fault. They can't get it done. That's where schools like ours say, well, we can help this segment of your population, and we'll create that IEP for every student, that individual learning plan.
And it's so needed. How are you working, interacting? I know some districts, let's just be honest about it, I know some districts don't see charter schools. They actually see them as a threat. And I agree with you that some of them think you're taking the cream of the crop, and you're not. I've seen the kids you help. You know, we've got them back after you've helped them. So I see the upside to this. But how are you being received, or how are you working with some of the school districts?
Like I said, we're a unique model. So I would say, with the exception of a handful of schools, I think we have 673 charters in California, in Southern and Central California. And I would say, with the exception of a couple school districts in San Diego, and it's a whole political thing down there specific about one little fight, every other school district around us, including right there in Santa Clarita, we've got a pretty good relationship, if not with the superintendent, which we do in Santa Clarita in that area, even the Antelope Valley, definitely with the counselors. Because if you're a counselor in a high school and you're in front of this kid and you're a true believer in helping students, and this kid's 30, 40 credits behind and he's 17 and a half and they've already collected all the funds on that kid for the remainder of his senior year, all you're trying to do is help this kid. So they'll give us a call or refer him over to us and say, go see Learn for Life. These guys can take you till you're 22, help you catch back up on credits. They're year round. They'll help you with job training. It's the right program for you. But the reason they can do that is because these kids are already out of the system for the most part, right? They only have a couple months left in the school year, and they've already received most of the funding for the students. So it's not a problem. Where it gets to be an issue is if you're a charter school in the K-8 space and you're trying to, you know, take the kids that are super bright who just aren't doing well in the public school system, and now you're taking the money and the good scores that go with it, and that's where it gets a little political.
Yeah,
unfortunately. But I will say this. Arizona just passed a law. I'm not a 100% believer in the idea, but they just passed a law that gives every parent the right to take their $7,500 in this case and spend it wherever the heck they want, whether that's private school, public school, whatever. Now, it's going to have some definite negative effects for some of the public schools, but eventually those public schools are going to have to compete for those dollars, and they're going to have to do the things you're talking about, Joe. They're going to have to create something unique to go, we got to get that 75. So they're going to bring in consultants to say, how do we do market? When was your last public school that you know of on an ad during the Super Bowl? We were, but I haven't seen a whole lot of regular public schools doing that because we're trying to compete for those kids and get those kids. Yeah. So
yeah, we have people are unaware of the area that I live in, but we have five different school districts where I live in. Four of them are different elementary school districts, right? So for the first time about 6 years ago, one of the elementary school districts started advertising. Bring your kids to us. Here's our scores. Here's how we work with kids. You know, here's where we're at. And the other districts were up in arms. And they came to my district. Would you guys sign this petition or resolution that says, you know, we shouldn't be advertising? I said, not in your life. Because if you're doing your job, you won't have to worry about those kids going anywhere. And
that's
the same,
right.
It's a bad argument, but I like it. It's the same thing when we talk about charter schools at my level. I always go, why do we worry about charter schools? If we're doing our job, they won't go anywhere. And there are instances where those charter schools are needed. We can't service those kids. We don't have the ability to do it. They do. They have the resources. They understand it. It's part of what they do. So, and that's the pushback I always get. So this is why I've been tainted a bit, and I always say the same thing. Is it really just for the kids? I don't think everybody's in it just for the kids. But I do believe organizations like yours and others are in it. But I know one of your founders. I know when I started talking to him about Career Tech Ed, how he just said, we got to do it. Got to do it. All right, quickly,
yes,
we're out of time. Where do people get more information on the school?
www.learn4life.org. They can get on that website and find any of our schools.
People, check it out. I mean, check it out. We've got grandsons, granddaughters that are struggling. It might be an option for you. We'll be back in the next hour. You got me for a whole hour. Good luck to you. I got a lot that I want to get off my chest.